listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. Taxi drivers are pleading for more to be done to protect them in the wake of attacks concerned the violence is racially motivated. 250 drivers staged a Hobart strike yesterday, and while they concede only a small number of people are deliberately targeting our cabbies, the Hobart Taxi Drivers Association say we need a government-backed action plan. Thoughts echoed by the Greens' Helen Burnett.
We continue to call upon the state government to keep funding and to work out the best approach to reduce the amount of attack.
Police have confirmed a person's death at Tarleton in the state's north. Emergency services were called to a vegetation fire but found what's thought to be a 77-year-old man's body at the scene. Police will now attempt to determine the cause of the blaze. The Housing Industry Association is adamant the federal government's housing target can't be achieved with the amount of skilled workers we have. PM Anthony Albanese is promising to build 1.2 million homes over the next 5 years. Managing Director Jocelyn Martin says to do that, the government will need to focus on apprentice funding in the upcoming budget.
Beyond the 1st of July, there is no assurances about the current model of funding which supports employers to take on apprentices in the first place.
Zelinda Sherlock is Hobart's new Deputy Lord Mayor. She became the first female of Indian heritage to do so, voted in last night to replace Helen Burnett, who's now in State Parliament. Greens member Gemma Kitsos was elected to fill the vacancy left by Mrs. Burnett. To sport now, and one of the Hobart Hurricanes' leading run scorers has re-signed for another 2 years, Mac Wright, staying in Tassie. He's recovering from a knee reconstruction, but hoping to build his repertoire, also available for the Tigers, for the next couple of seasons.
I think that's just on me now to keep improving my game and make sure that I can be selectable across all formats.
And St Kilda will head to the tribunal tonight to fight the 3-game ban handed to Jack Higgins.